Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. 67 years ago today, the Dachau concentration camp in Germany was liberated by Americans. Dachau was the infamous Nazi camp just outside Munich, which was responsible for the deaths of thousands. No one knows the exact number. There are more than 31,000 registered deaths, but there were more unregistered deaths. It was a brutal and evil place. Who was held there? There is a long list which included political prisoners, gypsies, Jehovah Witnesses, Russians, French, Poles, gays, common criminals, and Jews. How did people die? Suicides, disease, malnutrition, forced marches led to death. POWs were executed. I visited Dachau in February 2011. I spent 6 hours there. It was a powerful experience. What was shocking to me was that the structure, organization, and setting was so ordinary. For an American context, it's like a concentration camp in a suburb of Boston. There are residential houses right next to it. Who knows, maybe there were back then when it was in operation. Felix L. Sparks of the U.S. Army was one of the soldiers who liberated Dachau 67 years ago today. He wrote about the experience. These are some of his words. The initial shock was experienced even before entering the camp. The first evidence of the horror to come was a string of about 40 railway cars on a siding near the camp entrance. Each car was loaded with emaciated human corpses, both men and women. A hasty search by the stunned infantrymen revealed no signs of life among the hundreds of still bodies. Few words were spoken as the grim-faced soldiers deployed in battle formation towards the camp itself. The scene near the entrance to the confinement area numbed my senses. Dante's Inferno seemed pale compared to the real hell of Dachau. A row of small cement structures near the prison entrance contained a coal-fired crematorium, a gas chamber, and rooms piled high with naked and emaciated human corpses. As I turned to look over the prison yard with unbelieving eyes, I saw a large number of dead inmates lying where they had fallen in the last few hours or days before our arrival. Since all the many bodies were in various stages of decomposition, the stench of death was overpowering. Now, President Obama has said that preventing genocide and mass atrocities is a core moral responsibility and a core national security interest of the USA. For some, it's easy to be cynical about promises to never again allow a Holocaust. Think Cambodia in the 1970s and Rwanda in the 1990s. But cynicism is no way to base public policy on. We must remember what happened to Dachau and keep trying to stop the worst impulses of humans from being acted on. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.